Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This front office has the personality to keep their core together. This is what they did in Denver. You see what's happening in Denver right now. Okay? They kept their core together. That's why I don't think there'll be any big moves this summer. Now, what I do think is I think they have to go out and they got to get a knockdown shooter. You got to get a guy like Strus, which we had a while back, but you got to get a guy like Strus.
They had him. They had the actual Strus.
They also had the actual Jimmy Butler.
But he's saying a guy like Strus. They actually had the actual El Guapo. So let's talk Bulls basketball with Kevin Anderson. You see me retweet him often because he'll always come up with some sort of statistical nugget. And you go, oh, what a cool observation that is. And he's one of the stat people that I follow between Chris Kamka and Jeff Farrer. It's always good to have people doing that work. And Jeff Mangerten as well. He is on Twitter, is Kevin Anderson, at Kevin_NBCS. He is NBC Sports Chicago's director of studio content. He's on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Bulldog, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I'm also the unofficial NBC Sports Chicago director of analytics for the Chicago Bulls. So you can throw that title out there. By the way, I love Kendall. You have really good opinions. I don't know necessarily they need to keep this team together this summer. I don't think you take the same approach that Denver took in running it back.
Start there. That's how I feel, because this hasn't worked. I know Michael Pena from The Ringer, Kevin, was the first, I feel like, to discuss trying to dismantle this in a way that was productive when he said they should tank and try to get their fourth pick back. They did not. What are your thoughts on how this is constructed currently?
Well, it all hinges upon Lonzo Ball, right? And it has for the last couple of years. And I know fans don't want to hear that, and they don't want to hear an excuse that, you know, we're revisiting a flashback of 10 years ago, which the entire hopes of the franchise is around a star point guard in their need. But at the same time, a healthy Lonzo Ball makes them a championship contender. It just does. And that's where they were for the first 2 months of 2 years ago. They're first place in the East, and they were the best team in the conference. The problem is you cannot today go into next year with the plan of Lonzo Ball getting healthy and running it back and everything's going to be fine. He may never play again. His surgery with the ligament replacement surgery, no one in NBA history has ever played again after undergoing this surgery. This is not a scenario in which it's an ACL and he's going to be back in a year and a half when we can count on him again. We may never see him on the court again in a Bulls uniform. And quite frankly, I think his entire career is in jeopardy right now. We are all hoping that he plays again, and we would love for him to be the player he once was. And that would make things a lot better for this team. But if your plan is to go into next season for a healthy Lonzo Ball, you are planning to fail. This front office cannot go into next year thinking we're just going to run it back and add a couple wing shooters and everything's going to be fine.
So when it comes to, say, Vooch being a free agent, do you think they need him?
So here's the big thing about Vooch, right? The question I think a lot of Bulls fans have is, do you re-sign Vooch to justify the trade? And if that is your mindset, then you don't re-sign him. You know, it's the gambler's fallacy of you've already invested this trade capital into, you've invested 2 years into him, you need to bring him back. That cannot be the approach they have this summer. You re-sign Vooch because you think he's the best player you can get in free agency. And quite honestly, he is. Unless you are the Bulls and you're planning on clearing the decks. And what I mean by that is all your free agents, Vooch, Kobe, Io, if you're saying goodbye to all of them and you want to clear the decks and go after a Kyrie Irving or a James Harden, which they technically could do if they gutted the roster of all their free agents, unless that's your plan, you're not getting anybody better than Nikola Vucevic to come in to Chicago and play center for this team. And so you're likely looking at Vooch asking for 20 to 25 million. You're not getting anybody with their cap situation as it is. You're not getting anybody better than Vooch.
And have you seen the list of players who have kept up the numbers that Vooch has kept up at the age he's going to be? Yeah. It is only Hall of Famers. It is only some of the greatest basketball players of all time have been able to sustain that kind of production at the age he's going to be. It's just a bad bet.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, what's interesting about Vooch's game, though, it ages well. It's a little bit like Pau Gasol when the Bulls signed him 7-8 years ago and he was a two-time All-Star when he was here. Pau's game aged well because of his style of play. Vooch is a little bit like that to me, right? He's not someone that depends on athleticism, which is the first thing to go as you age as an NBA player. He's still an elite three-point shooter. His defense is what it is, right? It's average to below average defense. But he's an elite shooter and an underrated passer. And the question is he better than anybody else you're going to get for the Bulls? And that's something that Karnišovas is going to have to answer this summer.
You put together a list that you'd been working on for a while of realistic free agents that the Bulls should go after. And you also have some criteria with it. It's the realistic list and then the not realistic minus a sign and trade. Let's start with the not realistic one, because don't you feel like that's the most perfect fit with what they have right now?
Yeah, so my ideal target free agency with the Bulls is Nets restricted free agent Cameron Johnson. I think he is a perfect fit on this team. He is a great defender, great shooter, plays that power forward spot. He's only 27, which means he's got 4 good years ahead of him, which is where the length of the contract would be. The problem with Cameron Johnson is twofold. He's a restricted free agent, which means the Nets will have the opportunity to match, which means any offer sheet that he signs with the Bulls or somebody else, the Nets could say, we match it, and it's gone, just like the Zach LaVine situation a few years ago with Portland. And the other issue is Cameron Johnson's going to get somewhere of 4 years, $90 million as a contract. Like, it's going to be in that range, which means you're paying him 21, 22 a year for the contract. That is a ideal target for me. I think he's perfect for the Bulls. I think he'd be great with Billy Donovan's system. He provides that shooting and defense, which you badly, badly need on this team. The problem is the salary and how do you get him? The only way you truly get Cameron Johnson is in a sign and trade. And that then brings in pieces. Who are you trading to the Nets to match salary and make this work? And it's got to be a Zach LaVine or it's a DeMar DeRozan type situation.
Then it's DeMar. Because I also think as great as he is, there's some addition by subtraction without Lonzo Ball being the linchpin to your half-court offense, that you're just not having DeMar means you're going to shoot more threes. The ball's going to move better.
Yeah, you are 100% right, Dan. I mean, we know this was talked at length by Donovan this season and was mentioned by Karnišovas. Their lack of three-point shooting is hurting them every single game. And DeMar, as much as he brings to the table, he is well respected in that locker room. He is a great leader. He provides a great calming veteran presence, especially in late game situations. His game is not 23, 25 feet out. It's not. He's a mid-range game, and he's a great player. I just don't think the Bulls can win necessarily if they go into next season running it back with Fuchs and LaVine and DeRozan. Now, here's the big question that I think anybody has to answer. And this was a very hotly debated topic in my group chat with my guys, Matt, Big Dave, and John Sabine. And that is, if the Nets said, you know what, we'll do this sign and trade, we'll take on DeMar DeRozan, but you've got to take Ben Simmons back. Are you doing that deal? Assuming they then take on Lonzo Ball in his contract. That's the only way it works, right? But this is a hypothetical I've gone back and forth on a lot, is if do you take Cam Johnson and Ben Simmons and all his baggage for Lonzo Ball, shipping him off, and DeMar DeRozan? I think that's ultimately what it would take to get Cam Johnson on the Bulls.
I say yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this because, A, I really liked Ben Simmons' petty tweet from his living room. And then B, yeah. And then B, I understand that there's a lot there, but Billy Donovan would make sense with Ben Simmons, right? Doesn't that seem like a fit that might be productive?
Yeah. So from a basketball standpoint, Ben Simmons' glaring weakness is he can't / won't shoot. Right. Mm-hmm. But if your starting five is Simmons, LaVine, P. Will shifting down to the three, Cam Johnson, and Vooch, you have four elite shooters around Ben Simmons. I think that works. The problem is Ben Simmons doesn't love basketball. And in this city and in this town, that's going to be really hard for Bulls fans to swallow when he's really not that much into it, right? But from a fit standpoint, I think it works. It's all the other stuff. I mean, Simmons has only played, gosh, I think off the top of my head, 40 games in the last 2 years. I mean, this is not somebody who's also on the court all the time. But you may have to be, if you're this front office, you may have to make a bold decision like that.
Oh, man.
We're talking to Kevin Anderson of NBC Sports Chicago. Now let's look at the realistic Bulls free agent target list. There's a name on here that actually does intrigue me, and that's the guy at the very top.
Yep, I knew it would.
Yuta Watanabe.
Yeah.
And this is the guy, you know what I love about him? He plays really hard. He's not immensely talented, but so many times last year, when I was urging this team, you know, go get to your spots and run the floor. He's got an energy about him. He also, when he is camped out in the corner, there are a few guys in the league who have themselves prepared to catch a pass and get rid of it better and more obviously than Watanabe does.
You're 100% right, Dan. The reason I have him on my target list is first the realistic aspect, right? Like, what does realistic mean? And so realistic is, to me, the Bulls in free agency are going to be an over-the-cap team, which means to sign other teams' free agents, they'll have two options. They'll have the mid-level exception, which roughly gets you about $12 million in that first year, and then what's called the biannual exception, which is about $4.5 million in that first year. I think that Yuta fits in that biannual exception perfectly. He's a guy, like any player you're signing with that, is a guy that you hope overperforms his contract. He is a very good three-point shooter, shot 44% from three last year. He's a career 390 three-point shooter. He's a good defensive player. Those are the kind of players that the Bulls need to look at. Like, it's not going to be this splash of signing the top free agents, again, unless you clear the decks. They need to target guys who are not getting consistent minutes or are underutilized in their current role. And I think Watanabe is one of those guys.
And then also on your list, Bulldog, I call him Bulldog, that's his name, Kevin Anderson. I'm just going to run him down really quick and just give me a little bit of explanation as to why you have Alec Burks from the Pistons, Torrey Craig from the Suns. Craig is unrestricted. Seth Curry from the Nets, also unrestricted. And Dante DiVincenzo, but he's got that player option.
He will decline it. There's no way he's picking up that player option. There's no way. So I'll start with Burks, right? Burks got a team option, which means the Pistons essentially will decide what he's doing next year. He is likely going to be picked up. He's got a team option, I think, for just over $11 million, around $11 million for this upcoming year. I'd be shocked if the Pistons didn't pick it up. But if they were to not pick up the team option and Burks was an unrestricted free agent, I think you really got to look at him. He fits really well. He's a decent three-point shooter, decent defender. And here's the key, guys. Anybody the Bulls bring in has to fit two criteria, right? You've got to be a very good to great three-point shooter and a above-average defender. Now, there's one exception to that, Seth Curry, which you mentioned, Layla. He is so elite at three-point shooting that his below-average defense, I think you compensate for. He is so good. He's not his brother. However, he is a elite three-point shooter, and I think you have to overlook the defense there. So I think you look at Seth Curry. Torrey Craig is a guy who's 32, but he's got good size, good three-point shooter, had a career year last year. If you think he can come close to replicating that, you bring him in. Very good defender. But of all those names, I think DiVincenzo is probably the guy I'm most intrigued in. He's got a player option, which he will not be picking up because he's going to get more than that. He is a guy you might be able to get with the mid-level at $12.5 million per year on the Bulls. He obviously has playoff experience, which you want. He's also a really good three-point shooter and a very good defender.
Yep.
The question you have to ask yourself about Dante is, are his stats and what he's done a product?
Yeah, are they a function of Golden State?
Yeah. I mean, my God, you look at every player who's come out of Golden State and you're like, oh, they'd be perfect on my team, and they don't always work out. But is he a product of Steve Kerr and that system playing with Clay and Steph and Draymond? Or can he take what he did in reserve role in limited minutes with the Warriors, and is he your point guard for the Bulls next season? Like, that to me is something that's very intriguing. I think they should give him a real close look, because he might be the answer if you're talking about getting someone who's a rotation player at $12.5 million.
This is really fun, Kevin, and informative. And I do think you've given us a terrific little jumping off point with some of these names to discuss further on the Organizations Win Championships podcast. Full credit to you will be given.
Also, the show we do, Dan. The show we do. You don't have to steal it all for your podcast.
We just did it.
Kevin, what? What are those dinosaurs over your shoulder and a wizard?
Yeah, it's a map, and you're looking at Gandalf the White. Is a photo of Gandalf outside of Minas Tirith as he's coming to the aid of the Gondorians fleeing Osagiliath, who are being chased by the Nazgul. And that, my friends, is the most nerdiest thing that has ever been said on 670 The Score.
Yeah, and here I thought we were going to talk all about Star Wars. That's a show you can do with you and Lawrence, though. Maybe also on
anytime.
This show.
Yep.
And not on the Organizations Wins Championships podcast, because Dan steals all the numbers you put out there on the Twitter because they're good. Mm-hmm. You have the best like breakdown of the data we need, especially the trends when it comes to how the Bulls are performing over a 10-game stretch. And I was like,
and with
I
which
work
lineups
with him.
And all that. Yeah, it's great.
And we used to do a show called the Nerds in Sports Podcast. Yeah, Dan. Yeah.
I love, there are two things I love with basketball. I mean, the game is a beautiful game, and I'm obsessed with the game of basketball. I love breaking down film. And I love analytics and finding patterns and things that tell you not only what happened, but what will happen.
Love it. Kevin Yay. Anderson, thank you, man.
Thanks, Bulldog.
Thank you, guys.
And now you know who Bulldog is anytime they mention him on Bulls pre and post game.
Now we know. That's and Bulls pre and post. He's also, you know, part of that whole vibe that they have going on, and the snarky graphics and everything that makes you feel like you're hanging out with friends.
That's a multiple person weave.
Oh, I know.
But I figure while we're in this NBA free agent space for what is a very long time for the Bulls, then we should examine all the data, get ideas, and that list of free agents. I knew Watanabe would be on your list.
I like him.
Knew it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.